The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Be honest, I can't take myself real seriously with this mustache right now, so I know you can, so it'll be a short homily today. We often look for things to be simple and easy. Things that we desire, things that are good, we're willing to put the work in for them, but if we can do it in an easier way or a simpler way, we usually would be happy to do that. Arguably, that's what all marketing and advertising is really all about, right? If presenting some sort of problem, and if you just buy our product, well, it'll be a really simple and easy solution to whatever problem that is that you're having. Reminds me especially of late night infomercials, right? That if you just pay $19.99 plus shipping, well, we'll solve all your difficult problems. Make it so simple and easy that you won't even think about it. And in some ways, today's gospel is Jesus making his message very simple, even if it is not easy. Because I think Jesus knows that these commandments aren't necessarily easy for us to follow. He understands that it's difficult for us to love God with everything that we have, our heart, our soul, and our mind, to love our neighbor as ourselves. So it's not that he wants to make it easy, but I think he does want to make it simple. That at the end of every day, we can look back and say, have I loved God with everything I have and loved my neighbor as myself? And if I haven't in certain ways, well, how can I improve that or ask for forgiveness? It doesn't have to be that we're always stuck in the same ruts or committing the same sins or shortcomings. But it's a way that God can help to grow that faith, hope, and love that we heard about in the opening prayer. I think that's exactly what Jesus is wanting to do in the hearts of the Pharisees, who are the ones that question him in today's gospel. If you remember last week, they kind of set a trap trying to put Jesus in between the government and the Jews, of saying, well, are you going to pick the God of the Jews as the most important, or are you going to pick Caesar? Jesus kind of deftly averts the question and shows them that they can give to Caesar what is Caesar, but that it's more important to give to God what belongs to God, that is, ourselves made in the image and likeness of God. And similarly today, the Pharisees want to trip Jesus up. They're hoping that he just picks one of the Ten Commandments or another part of the law. And then they could come back and say, well, why isn't this part important? Or why isn't that part important? What Jesus knows about the Pharisees is they've studied the law. They understand it in great and exacting detail. And in fact, they expect themselves and others to follow the law in the same way. Not just the Ten Commandments or maybe the laws that we're thinking of. That was true of ritual purification laws. If you touched anything that came out of the body, like blood or spit. Applied to things like how you would prepare to eat supper in your home. All sorts of little finite details that the Pharisees were very aware of, and they often tried to do in exacting detail. And I think Jesus knew that was, in some ways, the Pharisees' attempt to make God's law simple. Is that if I just know the law so well and I do it, then I'm good. And Jesus wants to show him, he says, it's not really about the specific precepts of the law. Jesus isn't saying those things are unimportant, but he's saying they're only important because they help us to love God with our whole heart, soul, and mind. And they're meant to help to love our neighbor as ourselves, even, as we heard in the first reading, the foreigners or aliens. Even people that aren't like us were called to love generously, just as we were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. So Jesus wants to call the Pharisees back to the heart of the law and the prophets. To say, if you just do these things on the outside, fulfilling the precepts of the law, but you're not actually growing in love of God and neighbor, you've actually missed the whole point. So instead of making it complicated, which the Pharisees often did, Jesus is trying to say it is simple, but it's not necessarily easy. But if we commit to that life of growing in love of God with everything we have and loving our neighbor as ourselves, that's a much better life. That's a much more fulfilling life in this life and in the next than in trying to follow the exact precepts to every letter and T of the law. Brothers and sisters, I think we can always be called back to that heart of God's law, to love God with everything and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Especially as we walk through this stewardship renewal here in October and November, that's always the heart of stewardship. In fact, in your mail, you should receive early this week the stewardship packets. They're laid out a little differently, as I mentioned last Sunday. But the forms are really relatively simple, just putting your contact information and all that for your family. And then instead of going through and seeing all the different things you can do at Christ the King, there's just two simple questions for basically each adult. One is, what ways are you already serving our parish that you want to continue to serve in? And what are some new ways that you're ready to serve God and neighbor in our church? Again, I know that's much different than we've done in the past, and we included a yellow sheet that has kind of a summary of all or most of the ministries we have here at Christ the King. So if you're not sure what you can do, you can look there and pick one or two of those things. But I think at the heart of those questions is to get us back to the heart of what Jesus is saying in the gospel. That it can be natural for us to kind of do the same things over and over again, like the Pharisees. Basically saying, like, God, I want this to be simple. I want it to be easy to follow you, and so I'll continue doing the things that I've always done. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But I think, like Jesus calls the Pharisees to the heart of the law, he often wants to call us back to the heart of stewardship. At the end of the definition of stewardship is very similar to Jesus's words in today's gospel. That we do these things out of love of God and neighbor. The whole point of all of our service as a church and a school is to love God with everything we have and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So when you receive that stewardship packet in the mail, I encourage you to maybe use that as a criteria to pray with as you decide what to put on your stewardship form, of what ministries to sign up to do. But you can basically ask a very simple question. What ministries will help me love God with everything that I have and love my neighbor as myself? Hope the ways that you've already been serving have started to do that, right? Maybe ways that you serve at Holy Mass as a lector or Eucharistic minister or a greeter, and you say, no, that actually helps me to celebrate Sunday Mass well, to give everything I have to God on Sundays, and to love my neighbor as myself. Great. And that's a good thing to keep doing. But if you look back at it and you go, that doesn't really help me love God and neighbor. To be honest, Father, that kind of makes me dread going to Sunday Mass. I would say that's an okay thing to stop doing. Because like the Pharisees, we've lost the heart of that service. We've lost that doing that thing is meant to help us love God and love our neighbor. But the goal isn't just to say no to things to get rid of things, but to say, what will actually help me to fulfill these commands? So I hope you can each find maybe one or two new things to say. I actually think that will help me love God better. Maybe this is an area of my life that has always been hard for me to totally trust God with. And use this stewardship renewal as a time to love God with everything that you have. If there's a ministry that you think you're maybe not even that good at, but would help you to love your neighbor better, put that down so that you can learn how to love your neighbor as yourself. I think if we use that as the criteria for our stewardship renewal every year, we'll realize that God's commands are simple. Not always easy, but simple in that he's always calling us to love more. It might change year to year or in different seasons of our life. But the call to love God with everything and to love our neighbor as ourself does not. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that we will have the grace and courage to follow God's command with great zeal and love. And we won't just do things for the Lord to try to make things simple and easy like the Pharisees. Instead, we'll know that his law is simple, that it always comes down to growing in greater love, becoming more like Christ, who poured out his life out of love for us.